The Hershey Company has been a historic name in the American candy industry for many years. And the chocolate maker has one person to thank for its famous identity, Milton Hershey. Hershey was born in 1857 in central Pennsylvania. His mother was a member of the Mennonite Church. The religious group valued self-denial, a limitation of one's own interests and desires, as well as community service. Milton Hershey's father worked at many different jobs. Because of this, the family moved several times during Milton's childhood. He stopped attending school when he was just 12 years old and started working different jobs. He also launched several businesses, but all of them failed. Hershey's first big success came after he experimented with candy making and discovered a new way to make caramels. He found that his caramels turned out better when they were made with fresh milk. When an English candy importer tasted Hershey's caramels, he placed a large order. This made his first company, the Lancaster Candy Company, a success. Hershey soon became one of Pennsylvania's top businessmen. He was selling his candies all across the United States and Europe. In 1893, Hershey attended the World's Fair and saw chocolate-making machines from Germany. At that time, he decided chocolate was the likely future of the candy business and bought the machines. He moved the equipment to Pennsylvania and sold the Lancaster Candy Company. He then worked on a new plan to build a large chocolate factory along with a town to support it. Michael D'Antonio wrote a book about Milton Hershey. He wrote that Hershey got the idea for his town from the Cadbury family in Britain. The Cadburys made chocolates. They also built a factory surrounded by a town. The book says Hershey wanted to do the same. Hershey paid for many buildings in the town. He wanted to create a place where his factory's workers could own their own houses. Hershey's town was modern. It had nice houses, large public buildings, and an electric railway system for easy transportation. Nearby farms provided the chocolate factory with fresh milk for its products. Milton Hershey died in 1945. He left behind the company, the town, a school, and a trust that supports it. At the time of his death, the company he built was said to have produced about 90% of all the milk chocolate made in the United States. Today, Hershey, Pennsylvania is unlike any other town in the U.S. For example, the streetlights are shaped like the candy called Hershey's Kisses. The air often smells like chocolate. And millions of people visit every year. This special town has a very fitting name. The sweetest place on earth. I'm John Russell.